coach, from a, I guess from just for the game to start off with, they were ripe for the picking tonight, weren't they?
Yeah, look, we were more worried about ourselves than anything. But you're right, it's, you know, coming back four overtimes and travelling over here, it's a tough ask, and especially with the young, they've got a lot of vets, and then got a young group, so it'd be a good experience for them.
First two games, a lot of points scored and a lot of points from the bench as well. You must be happy with the depth you've been able to put together in the off-season.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to have that round scoring option. You know, probably last year we were probably too much on Bryce's shoulders, and to be successful and to win a championship, you've got to have an even scoring round. You know, if people get hot and we get them the ball, not a problem, but you've got to have scoring options. And we probably, one of the things in the off-season, we thought that wasn't spread enough last year, so hopefully we can continue to have five, six guys in double figures.
Has it been better than what you thought it would be early in the year? Like, has the ability to share it around and work together, has that come off better than you expected at this point?
Oh, look, we're just trying to get in rhythm with each other offensively, and we've got some guys that share the ball. You know, their instincts is to pass the ball to their teammate, and as the new guys get a little bit more comfortable in our system and our structure, they find out where to pass the ball and read the defence. So that'll keep growing as we go through, but it's also nice to have some guys that got some range out there that can score.
Are you impressed by the ruthlessness of the team? They extended it at each quarter, at the margin. You didn't start of last quarter, you put the foot on the throat. Was that something that you really wanted to see from them?
Yeah, it's funny because we've been away for that long, you know, with the Blitz and then with the USA games and then playing in Adelaide and then coming home for 2 days. It's really, you want to play one straight away. So I was a bit concerned about just the letdown of being at home for this game. So and I was pleased how we were able to maintain that intensity to win the four quarters out there, especially when we're getting the rotations in there. So it was a pleasing aspect of that, and hopefully we can keep building on it.
You mentioned in America that you were impressed by how Utah, when they had you gone, they just kept on playing the same way. Is that something that you could refer back to for these guys? You're winning by a lot, but just keep playing the same way.
Yeah, and it was just I still remember down by 50 running the hard lanes hard, like it was the first play. And that's the best in the world. So if we can glean something from that, it's fantastic. And, you know, we want to play. You know, coming back to play 40 minutes is a little bit of a, you know, it's not as long as the NBA game, but it's certainly something we can take with us.
Like, next year's going okay, isn't he?
Yeah, no, Tirico's been practicing great. And like I said before, I don't think he was too happy with his couple of games in pre-season. But our team has confidence in him and passing the ball at the right spots. And, you know, he has the ability to knock down the three and get to the rack. And, you know, we're just creating space for him. And him and Bryce are starting to get a good little synergy out there between them. So hopefully that'll keep on building.
That spread of game time that we've looked about, no one's played 30 minutes tonight. Is that due mainly to the schedule you've had, or are you expecting to see that sort of spread? Is that what you're planning on this season?
Yeah, with Reece, you know, he's our 11th guy, but he can still play, and he played a lot of minutes in pre-season. He really proved himself. So we've got the luxury of having five, six bigs out there, and you know, we've got our role players off the bench with Greg and Clint. And, you know, and Mitch is doing a great job to learning our stuff and picking up really quick. So yeah, that's pleasing to have, and hopefully that'll maintain.
Trev, can you just touch a bit on the loss of Eleanor and what impact that's had on the playing group? They were pretty well involved in the club. They were at games and things like that. And what the club, you know, what the players are feeling in the coaching staff?
Yeah, we talked about it as a group. That's the Wildcats. One of the best parts about the Wildcats is the Wildcats family, and Jack and Eleanor are the top of the tree of that. And, you know, obviously what Jack does, not only for the Wildcats, for WA in general with his and, you know, we feel his pain with Jack and Eleanor. They're always there at the game. And we, you know, the only thing that we could do is play as hard as we possibly could, that he can sit back on TV and watch and be proud of the effort, because there's the locker room full of thoughts with Jack. He's normally in there before the game, and you know, he's a big part of the reason why. Well, he is a big part of the reason why it's successful over so many years. He's a great boss to have, and we feel for him, and we want to support him as best as we can.
Terrico, what did you think of the first home game in front of what they call the Red Army? How did you find it?
Man, it was awesome, you know, just playing in front of the fans. You know, this is really my first time overseas playing in front of, like, a large crowd like that. It was, like, 12, 13,000. Mm. So man, it was awesome.
Noisy?
Yeah, it was noisy. I love it.
How have you found first two games of the season? Things seem to be gelling pretty quickly for yourself and for the squad as well?
Coming in during preseason, you know, just wanted to, like, gel some of the guys that's going to be playing for the minutes. But like Coach said, like, I didn't have a good preseason, but I knew coming in for the regular season, I had to step it up, you know, and the team got confidence in me, so I'm just out there playing my game and knocking down shots.
Coach, I know that rebounding is an important part of the game, but I don't know, I get the feeling it's going to be crucial this season for teams. Mm. The best big players on the court are going to win. How are you finding yours so far? Rebounds, 40 boards tonight. They seem to be gelling pretty well and working together well.
Yeah, we've got some big boys in there. Nick Kay does a tremendous amount of work underneath the rim. You know, that's why we recruited him out there. Just the hard work, and he's always there. You know, I have a saying, it's if all the action's in the kitchen, be in the kitchen, don't be out on the porch. And he seems to be in the action all the time. So, you know, it's something we take pride in, their work ethic on the glass, and hopefully that continues.
Just a side issue from the Hawks guys before, saying they didn't get exit rows on the way here from Illawarra. Did you guys get exit rows on the way home from Adelaide?
I think we got a couple, but not... Adelaide women's were flying too. I think half the plane went to Adelaide women, half the plane went to us.
They've approached the league about why they didn't get them. Did you approach the league about that?
Oh, look, I don't know. That's out of my control. I'm not sure why, but... I'm worried about on-the-court stuff.
Any injuries? Damo looked a little bit sore there early in the game. Did he come okay, or anyone else carrying anything?
Damo's just working back into it. Obviously, he missed the Utah game and then reduced minutes with Denver. And so we're building him up, which is great. And it was great to get Gus out there for, what did he play, 13 minutes? It was a little bit more, I think 7 minutes the other night, 13 now. So we're building him up towards getting back to a full game.
Speaking of Damo, only 16 minutes and you had 9 assists, didn't even put up a field goal. How important is that have that sort of guy on your team that doesn't even have to get on the scoreboard to have that sort of effect?
Yeah, it's just his defensive intensity. You know, I've said it plenty of times, and he has the ability to raise everybody's intensity out there without scoring points. And that's we're a defensive first team, and he plays, doesn't matter if it's 40 up or 4 points of difference, he's playing the same way every time. And that's why he's, you know, 6-time defensive player of the year and a great player and a great leader. And, you know, I know he took it personally today too with Jack, with the closeness there. So he wanted to put a good performance out there, and he certainly did.